KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school girls basketball action last night from the Corner Conference, Stanton over Griswold, 56-31. From the Western Iowa Conference, Logan Magnolia over Missouri Valley, 58-15. In the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam a winner over Glidden Ralston, 61-25. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Lennox over East Union, 71-53. From the Missouri River Conference, Abe Lincoln beating Sioux City West, 66-35. From the Bluegrass Conference, Diagonal over Orient Maxburg, 54-45. Also around the region in non-conference action, it was Shenandoah beating Thomas Jefferson 41-35, Nottoway Valley beating ACGC 66-37, Harlan topping Greene County 58-16, East Mills over West Harrison 74-41, Panorama topping Martinsdale St. Mary's 69-35, Coon Rapids Bayard a winner over Grandview Christian 48-40 in girls' hoops. In boys' basketball last night from the Corner Conference, Stanton over Griswold 67-33. In the Western Iowa Conference, it was Trainer beating AHSTW 68-64, Logan Magnolia over Missouri Valley 53-34. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Cam over Glidden Ralston 55-35. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Lennox in overtime 70-69, beating East Union. Bluegrass Conference play saw Diagonal beat Orient Maxburg 44-27. Also non-conference play around the region, ACGC a winner over Nottoway Valley 51-40. West Harrison beat East Mills 54-38. Harlan over Greene County 91-38. Bedford beat Fremont Mills 38-25. The weekly Associated Press Boys High School basketball poll shows Cedar Falls on top in Class 4A this week. Council Bluffs' Abe Lincoln checks in at number 6. In Class 3A, it's Ballard leading the way. Carroll is ranked number 5 and Glenwood at number 8 this week. In Class 2A, Boyden Hall is top rated. AHSTW is number 2 this week. Also in Class 1A, North Lynn is top-rated this week, with Martinsdale St. Mary's in at number 3. Well, Drake improved to 17-0 in convincing fashion as Tramell Murphy poured in a career-high 30 points as the 25th-ranked Bulldogs cruised to a 95-60 win over Illinois State to sweep their two-game series. The Bulldogs connected on 62% in the second half, and they finished the game with 13 three-pointers.
It's good, I mean, but we're not, like, satisfied yet. I mean, we still got whole bunch of conference games left, and then post-conference, so it's, you have a lot of games left. Never satisfied.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries. He called it the Bulldogs' most complete game since returning from a three-week COVID pause.
You know, credit to our guys on, you know, a very short prep. They were able to execute some of the things we tried to do. Just felt like yesterday, you know, what we thought was going to be good, it didn't, you know, go as well as we had hoped, so we need to make some changes there, and I thought the guys were tremendous, you know, defensively and offensively, and they really did a nice job.
Also in top 25 hoops last night, Oklahoma saw its five-game win streak come to an end just after they cracked the AP top 10 this week as Terrence Shannon Jr. scored 15 points, including 4 late free throws to send 13th-ranked Texas Tech past the number 9 Sooners 57-52. Gonzaga remains number 1 in this week's AP Men's College Basketball poll. Baylor is solid number 2. Villanova, Michigan, and Houston round out the top 5, with Texas at 6, Ohio State 7, Iowa is at number 8 this week. Oklahoma, number 9. Also around the region, Illinois is 12, Texas Tech 13th, Creighton is 15th, West Virginia 17th, Missouri 18th, Wisconsin is 19th, Kansas at 23, Purdue 24, and as mentioned, Drake jumps into the poll as the Bulldogs check in for the first time this season at number 25. Well, the Los Angeles Athletic Club announced the John R. Wooden Awards late season top 20 watch list, and that includes University of Iowa senior All-American center Luca Garza. He's been the most dominant player in college basketball this season, leading the country in points per game, player efficiency rating, 30-point games, and field goals made. He ranks 11th nationally in double-doubles, 14th in free throws made, as he's one of only two players in the country to shoot at least 60% from the field and at least 45% from three-point range. He became Iowa's all-time leading scorer in Big Ten games January 10th. He's just 18 points from netting point number 2,000 and 135 points from surpassing Roy Marble as Iowa's all-time leading scorer. Hawkeyes are back in action tonight, and we'll have that game for you as they search for a rare win over Michigan State when they collide in Iowa City. Spartans have won 14 of the last 16 in the series, including 5 in a row. This game was postponed in mid-January at the start of the Spartans' COVID pause. Here's Iowa center Luca Garza.
I've never beaten Michigan State in my career here, so it's the only team left in the Big Ten that I haven't beat. So, you know, we're motivated for this game. We get to play them twice, and we're highly focused.
The Spartans have lost their first two games since resuming the season. They're just 2-6 in the Big Ten, and Garza says the Hawkeyes have to match the Spartans' toughness.
You know, whenever you play Michigan State, it's a different type of game. It's a very physical matchup. You know, both teams, we play physical, we play tough, and it's a war in the paint. And, it's just Big Ten basketball, and that's what Michigan State, represents.
This begins a stretch of 3 games in 6 days for the Hawkeyes. We'll have it for you tonight on the radio. Iowa, Michigan State from Carver Hawkeye. 5 o'clock is the pregame start time. 6 o'clock is tip time. Iowa State coach Steve Prohm says he's just looking for progress. The Cyclones look to bounce back from a 39-point thrashing at Mississippi State when they host 17th-ranked West Virginia tonight. ISU is 2-9 overall. They're 0-6 in the Big 12.
I'm not looking far, far ahead. Stay in a moment and get these guys better. We've dealt with a lot of adversity. That's life. And so you got to handle it. You got to keep pushing forward, and you got to be greater than your circumstances. You got to overcome all your fears, and you got to push forward.
West Virginia's 11-5 overall, 4-3 in the Big 12. That game tips at 6 o'clock this evening. UNI coach Ben Jacobson expects senior center Austin Fife to return to practice this week as the Panthers get set for a series against Indiana State. Fife missed the second half of Sunday's loss at Southern Illinois with an injury.
He wanted to give it a go, and as we got through that first half, he said he was fine, but at halftime, just checking with him again, Just was off just a little bit.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson, who says the injury occurred in Saturday's win over the Salukis. University of Iowa junior Monica Sinano and freshman Caitlin Clark were named the Big Ten Women's Basketball Player and Freshman of the Week. The conference made that announcement this week. The Big Ten Player of the Week nod is the first for Sinano. Clark has been named Freshman of the Week 8 times this season. In a pair of games against Northwestern and Minnesota, Sinano averaged almost 29 points, 8 rebounds, and shot 85% from the floor. She made 15 consecutive baskets, which is believed to be a Big Ten single-game record, as she made her final 3 shots in Iowa's previous game against Purdue, making her streak 18 consecutive, which is also believed to be another Big Ten record. Sinano is currently ranked first in the country in field goal percentage. Clark averaged nearly 23 points and 10 assists in the 2 games last week as she broke into the Iowa freshman all-time scoring list and now ranks 7th with 254 points on the season, passing former Hawkeye Megan Gustafson. The Hawkeyes next up will head to Columbus, Ohio to take on the Buckeyes on Thursday. Iowa State junior Ashley Jones has been named to the late season Wooden Award Top 20. She's currently averaging nearly 25 points and 9 rebounds a game. She ranks 7th nationally in points per game and is one of 2 players in the country to average at least 24 points and 8 rebounds as she is making that award list. And Iowa State women's basketball guard Kylie Feuerbach picked up her first Freshman of the Week award. She was exceptional in Sunday's contest against the 9th-ranked Lady Bears with 15 points. That's the 5th Freshman of the Week honor for the Cyclones this season. They'll return to the court Wednesday against West Virginia. And Iowa State head football coach Matt Campbell announced last Friday some changes to his football staff, which includes a promotion from a longtime staffer, a familiar name returning to the sidelines, and a couple of alterations in position group assignments. Taylor Mouser, who's been on the staff since the beginning of the Campbell era, moves into an assistant coaching role, taking over leadership of the tight end unit. That move allows offensive coordinator Tom Manning, who mentored the tight ends in 2020, the opportunity to work solely as the director of the offense. Campbell also announced that Jake Waters, who was a graduate assistant for the Cyclones in 2017, will rejoin the staff as a quality control assistant for the offense. And wide receivers coach Nate Shielhouse will also be the running game coordinator, along with mentoring the running backs. Those are duties previously held by Mick McCall, whose contract was not renewed. That's Check of Sports this morning. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.